Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Lab.
Another edition of the C2P. We're down here on location at the 2020 Reese's Senior Bowl. And usually we're bringing the guys in the game, but we saw a man that everyone that listens to our show is going to know. If you love sports, baseball, or football, you're going to know this name, and Drew Henson, the Yankee, also Michigan fame. Drew, thanks for taking some time. What's it like being down here? You're helping with the Senior Bowl staff, making sure these kids are in the right places.
Yes, it's an honor for me just to be able to have a chance to be down here, like you said, and work with Jim Nagy and this whole Senior Bowl group. I specifically, quote-unquote, group leader for the two sets of quarterback, North and South teams, and my role, along with the other group leaders, is to make things as smooth as possible for these guys this week between all the commitments they have, whether it's media, interviews, psychological testing, formal and informal interviews with the teams, and medical stuff, just trying to make sure that everyone stays on schedule and gets where they need to be on time, and then, of course, get to know them as well, and be able to share some of my experiences with them, and then be a resource for anything they might have regarding football, on-field, off-field, the process they're going through, but it's an exciting time for everyone.
Now, I apologize, because I remember when somebody said, hey, there's, you know, Drew Henson over there the other day, I'm like, I'd love to get an interview on Coach. It's just such a unique career you had, and I was like, did he play in the Senior Bowl? And I was like, it was probably a spring training or something.
Right. It was, so I was in school 3 years, and then, I was playing baseball at the Yankees, so that process, I was in January, I was lifting, getting ready to report to camp, but my father worked down at IMG with the guys for the draft. I trained down there as well, so definitely familiar with this whole process, and then, of course, myself, it was a little different, but I trained for my workout and stuff with the Texans.
All right, and then, what's funny is I saw you, I just got done reading Gary Meyer's book about Brady and Manning,
mm-hmm.
and I never knew, one, that you lived so close to Ann Arbor.
Right.
Growing up, I didn't know that, and then your high school career was like, think Madden numbers, this is like Techno Bowl Madden crazy numbers.
It was. It was kind of the perfect storm, looking back on it, that Brighton High School is 20 minutes north of Ann Arbor. I hit a zillion homers, set all sorts of baseball records. And then, on the football side as well, then committing in 11th grade, it was just, it was like the hometown kid. And certainly you like everything that comes with that. But I know that, as far as me and myself and Tom, when we got to college, it was probably not as easy on him. And I certainly understood that as we were going through it all.
Yeah, definitely. Once again, Drew Henson, the standout Michigan Wolverine, Yankee, a dual athlete, the best that we've seen in a long time when he was going through this process. When you were down here and we were speaking that, you want to get your foot in the door and, become a football scout. But before we talk about that, you were also working at the – this is what blows my mind. You were also with the Yankees as a scout. Not too many guys can say that.
No. My career and life journey is unique and continues to go down the road. What I really want to do when I was done playing is help put a team together, help be a voice in the room that finds the right puzzle pieces. And, my passion for football goes beyond just playing the game. I mean, I love the feeling part of it. I love finding the right guys for the right fit. So 6 years ago when I tried to get in, actually Yankees came back with an offer before anything got going on the football side. So that's why we moved to Florida. But again, just want a chance to get my foot in the door and work with the club and kind of go from there, because I think I have something to offer.
Definitely. And you were talking about your passion just to be on the football side of it. I mean, at what point, I guess, were you with the Yankees where you're like, I just love football?
Well, my father was a college coach growing up. I grew up on the sidelines from watching practice, being a ball boy. Football, there's so much more in depth than just your typical baseball stuff. I mean, between, scheme, positions, there's a baseball's a one-on-one matchup between the pitcher and the hitter, and there's only so much eval that you can do with that. And guys' numbers are their resume. I think you can find NFL players and football players by digging a little deeper.
Okay, yeah, definitely. And I mean, this process down here, just being part of the Senior Bowl,
I'm having a great time, you know, because I've been away and haven't got to be around some of the players and the staff too. And you're talking shop and getting to know these players, their backgrounds, the types of systems they're in. You get, you know, what types of responsibilities they have. So I'm just having a great time, you know, being around the game, watching practice, talking with these kids, getting to know them, and then and we'll see where it goes down the road.
Well, I have to ask. I mean, you're a leader of a quarterback group. I mean, any of these kids impressing you so far?
Well, they all have. They all have, and it's a great reflection on them and their program just to get here to this point. They've had tremendous success. So when it comes to, you know, the media stuff, the natural leadership, you see those guys turn it on naturally. You know, you can have a big personality, quiet personality, but when they get on the football field, that leadership comes out naturally in all of them. So they've done a great job. We got day two today at practice. Things will be a little bit cleaner, I think, for everyone after day one. So we're looking forward to it.
All right, we're down there with your Lab People Stadium. You're there with your group of quarterbacks. How bad does Drew Henson just want to pick up a ball?
I do. I feel like I keep walking around looking for someone to need a catching partner. But I'll find someone sometime this week. But that never gets old. And to see these kids spin it, you know, and have the young talent, you know, sort of turns you back and gives me some good memories as well.
And we publish this or put this on air. I mean, you know, you want to get into scouting. I mean, would coaching, I mean, college,
yeah,
or, I mean, recruiting, would that be part of it?
Yes. You basically, I feel like I have a wide range of talents and experiences, that whether it's, you know, I'm not opposed to working for universities. My contacts are in the NFL. I like working with the highest level. But, you know, getting in the right fit where I can use my different skills and experiences out.
That's awesome, man. Man, thanks. I know you got a lot going on. We appreciate
you
just stopping by the show real quick and giving us a few minutes of your time. And I know the audience is going to kind of be excited because they're going to be anticipating all these Senior Bowl interviews when they see Drew Henson.
Yeah, and it's kind of the story of my life. Like, my name will pop up here, and I know some people here, and then it'll pop up somewhere else. And I truly got to live a lot of good dreams and, you know, a lot more than I ever hoped for when I was a kid.
Remember, and I don't even know what show it was, but I remember you throwing footballs or doing something in Central Park. It was on a TV show.
My boy Dave Terrell, our receiver in Michigan. Yeah, we got together in the summer when I was playing AA up in Connecticut. And we met in New York and threw the ball a little bit before training camp.
I always remember that. And I was like, man, look at these guys. I mean, that was again. I mean, what was it, 2020? I mean, who knows when that was?
2000, 20 years ago, exactly.
So, I still remember that part of it. Hey, man, great career, and again, you were fun to watch, the dual threat. And man, you've been able to scout at baseball, and hopefully this continues on the NFL side. But, man, Drew, we just appreciate you stopping by the show.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, man.
This has been a C2P exclusive.